Alrighty, another edition of Radio Waves, this being for the July 20th Richard Wagner column in all the LA News Group papers.
Yes, however many there are.
And I'm Mike Stark.
And I'm Richard Wagner.
And this time, as promised, we promised this forever, we are doing this from Richard's car.
Yes.
Or his truck.
We are in the parking lot of the radio studio at Portsacall, or maybe the former Portsacall.
Right. And
since they're tearing it down.
We just went over and looked at our building. They've got it all boarded up. Our stuff is still in there. We don't know what's going to happen with it. But we're hoping they don't tear it down without letting us get our stuff
out. That's right. That's right.
So anyway, we're going to do the radio waves from here.
For at least this time. I wanted to drive around. Mike said maybe this time we shouldn't.
I
thought it'd be fun to have people honk at us
as
we went.
Let's just try it this way, and then we'll go from there. I just noticed, I'm looking out the front of your window, I noticed the Daily Breeze reporter has arrived.
Oh, should we go talk to her?
No, I don't think so.
Should we go run over?
I don't think so.
It's Donna Littlejohn?
Yeah, Donna Littlejohn is checking out the scene. And we'll report on this, I'm sure, in the Daily Breeze, which is also your home paper.
Maybe we should go run by and yell something about Howard Stern.
Yeah, Baba Booey. That's right. All right. Now let's get to the business at hand. And that is your column for this week.
It's going to be a short one.
It is going to be a short one.
When I wrote the column a week ago that mentioned American Top 40's birthday,
right,
and where you can find it on SiriusXM, I got a email from the program director of KOLA 99.9 KOLA in San Bernardino, and he said, "Hey, you forgot that we carry the 80s version of American Top 40." So this week I said, "I have to cover that one." And I figured I'd tell a little story about KOLA. I found them when I was in junior high school.
Right.
I used to play with the old intercom in my parents' house, Sonic Servant FM. It only had FM. I don't know why I remember that. All tube. And it got in San Bernardino like crazy because that station's always had such a good signal.
Great signal.
And I remember I think I was stuck home from school. I think I was having like either wisdom teeth pulled or I had strep throat or something like that.
Right.
And I remember their automation system at the time. They were top 40 at the time. And I remember the automation got stuck. And The Night Chicago Died got played something like 16 times or 26 times. And I even mentioned in the column why I stayed and actually listened to it that many times. I think by the time it was done, it was just like a perverse interest in how many times it would actually play.
Exactly.
Since that time, KOLA has gone live. They actually have DJs and personalities, and they are doing gangbusters in San Bernardino. They're the number one or two station consistently. And so I wanted to mention that to everyone as, you know, listen to them. Let's see. I need to look at the column here. If you want to hear American Top 40 on KOLA, it will be... Oh, gosh, where did it go? It's in here, and now I can't find it.
Well, while you're looking, I'm just going to add a couple things. I grew up in the Inland Empire and was fortunate enough to go see KOLA when it was automated.
Oh, cool.
And it was literally in a motel room, not a hotel room, a motel room in Riverside or San Bernardino. I can't really remember which one, but it had the old automation system with the circular carts all in place. And it was just in one little room. There was nobody in there. And
that's why that song played whatever it was, 26 times.
Absolutely.
I bet the thing that forwarded the tape didn't get moved. The wheel got stuck or
something. This was early automation. Yeah. There was no computers at that time. It was all done mechanically.
Yeah.
You were going to tell us something about...
Oh, it's American Top 40 80s version is carried Saturday mornings 5 to 9 and Sunday nights 7 to 11.
And the other thing I was going to tell you about that American Top 40 for the 80s, when they decided that they were going to re-release the 80s American Top 40s, they were all on reel-to-reel tapes.
Oh, I thought they were on discs.
No, they were on reel-to-reel tapes. A good friend of mine was hired to bake the tapes so that they could digitalize all of those 80s shows.
Yeah.
So I know the guy that baked the tapes, and he spent several months baking all of the ones that they had available, and he's out there. A shout out to John Price. Yeah. He's the guy that did it. So
here's a little Daryl Wayne's telling us who the automation is from.
Oh, there you go.
Fred Cote Schaefer Automation.
Ah.
Here's a little trivia thing about American Top 40.
Okay.
Casey Kasem really didn't like music all that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was a disc jockey, and he even hosted a show called Shebang here locally in town. So
yeah,
he music was completely surrounding his life,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah. Interesting,
so,
isn't it?
Okay.
Second part of the rating, or second part of the column is ratings.
Yeah, you do this every month or so,
every,
right?
Every 3 months, I go by the old books.
Right. And what's new in the ratings?
Nothing a whole lot new. We do have K-Big as number one, and Coast is number two, and K-Earth is number three. So pretty much the same. Kiss FM's dropped down to number five,
right,
which is kind of interesting. Here's the interesting one for me, though. KABC, with their signal and their, their format that is actually reachable in all of Los Angeles. I know the signal's not as good as it used to be.
Right.
But they tied with K-Surf at a 0.4, 41st place tie in town. I really think, and I know people say this is sacrilegious, but I think KABC needs to rethink their format and maybe do something like full service, kind of like KMPC used to do.
Right.
Emphasis maybe on sports on the weekend, music during the week, news information also during the week. It can't do any worse.
Exactly. But yeah, who knows? Who knows what they're thinking over there? You know, we've talked about that ad nauseum as well.
Yeah.
So,
and it's unfortunate because I think they have some good programs, but apparently people just aren't interested.
Yeah.
And maybe still run the best programs, but run music in between too.
Exactly. So anything else in the news, the radio news, that we can talk about as we sit here in your car?
Not a whole lot.
Do you have a nice HD signal?
I actually have just because the equipment in the studio is from KABC. Here's KABC in HD.
Funny funnel cake sitting in front of us.
Calling my name.
I did want to take some calls on the Cal 3 initiative being taken off.
Sure.
We don't want to listen to that.
No. What else you got on HD that people could listen to?
Oh, Kurt says they're simulcasting ABC 7 News. Oh, well, good.
Oh. Yeah, who cares?
Yes.
So anyway, you've got the your HD in here. Do you listen to HD that much?
I do. Not a lot, but enough that it's nice having.
What else can you tune in for us here that would be of interest?
Well, this one gets Sirius XM as well.
Can we get Saul's oldie station?
Yes, we can.
From here?
Yes, we
let's,
can.
Let's give that a listen.
Let's put
real
that
quick
on. Let it sync up. Right now it's going to go country. There's oldies. Isn't that amazing?
It sounds great. Groovy kind of love.
Yep.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, ladies
right.
and gentlemen. Yes.
And if you want to hear something else, there's K-Light.
Wow.
Light hits from... Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong. That's Classic Country. And he runs four streams. That's K-Light.
Wow.
So you can hear all the stuff Coast won't even play anymore.
And this is all on the 105.1 frequency, right?
Yep.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Well, I think we've done enough damage for one day. We will be back hopefully next week. We're going to take a week off. Maybe we might take 2 weeks off. We'll have to see how it goes. I'm going to try to come back next week. The week after that, I'm going to be on vacation.
I think we should break into the restaurant and broadcast from there.
That'd be good, and then they could arrest us, and that'd be...
Yeah, that would be a good Facebook Live,
radio
too.
Radio gold. That's what we're
that
looking for.
Right.
I was actually hoping someone would come up to us in the truck here and give us some trouble, but they seem to be focused on getting stuff out of the restaurant.
That is
so
right.
There's a couple cops looking over at us, but they have no interest in us, Richard,
no.
I'm sorry to say. We're not
they
at all.
They probably think we're doing something important holding these microphones.
That's right. We're not at all threatening to them at all, clearly. Anyway, thanks for joining us on our first broadcast from Richard's car.
From the mobile Sturgeon.
Yeah, that's right. And we will be back next week. Thanks,
all right,
Richard.
All right.